אנגלית, קיץ תשס"ח, 2008, שאלון ה', מודיול E. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. A game to make you dance. At Middleton High School in New York, students yell in excitement as they run to gym class. They go straight to a row of TV sets hanging over plastic mats on the floor. A minute later, they are all playing the video game Dance Dance Revolution, DDR. Video games are often blamed for contributing to the rising weight of American kids. But DDR is now giving the country a chance to keep its youngsters physically. Invented in Japan, DDR requires players to dance to electronic music in increasingly difficult patterns. As a song plays, arrows pointing in four different directions, forward, backward, left, or right, appear on the TV screen in various combinations. Players dance in the directions shown on the screen by stepping on another set of arrows drawn on the floor mats. Bit. Schools all over the USA are currently incorporating DDR into their gym classes as part of a general shift in physical education. It used to be all about team sports and athletic skills, says gym teacher Fred Chadwick. Now we're placing less emphasis on competitive activities, and we found that kids are a lot happier. The idea of using DDR in gym class came from Linda Carson, a medical researcher from West Virginia University. I saw kids playing the game for hours and hours in a shopping mall, and I was amazed, Dr. Carson recalls. All these kids were actually paying money to be physically active. It was a gym teacher's dream. Last year, Dr. Carson published the results of a 3-year study of DDR that found significant health benefits among children who played the game regularly, including improved fitness and endurance. Impressed by the findings, the state of West Virginia has installed DDR in all its schools. The kids in my school love the fact that you get to listen to music, says 15-year-old Anna Potter, and the dance steps are really fun. That kind of enthusiasm would put a smile on the face of any gym teacher. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English, according to the article. In questions 3, 5, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What can we understand about DDR from lines 1 to 5? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Why many people object to it. 2. Why it is not as popular as other video games. 3. What equipment is needed. 4. How long each game lasts. 5. How it is different from other video games. 6. What makes it a harmful game. 2. What is explained in lines 6 to 10? 3. What is the general shift described in lines 11 to 14? 1. Today there are fewer team sports in gym class. 2. Today, physical activities are emphasized more in gym class. 3. Today, there are fewer hours of physical education in schools. 4. Today, videos are being used more in schools. 4. Copy a phrase from lines 1 to 18 that shows how kids feel about DDR. 5. Dr. Carson was amazed because she didn't think that, lines 15 to 18. 1. Malls can be a good place for physical activity. 2. Kids would enjoy physical activity so much. 3. Kids would spend so much money at the mall. 4. Video games can be played for so many hours. 6. Complete the sentence according to lines 19 to 22. We can understand that the purpose of Dr. Carson's study was to find out, 7. What do we learn from lines 19 to 24? 1. How Dr. Carson's study was conducted. 2. What gym teachers say about DDR. 3. Why West Virginia schools are using DDR. 4. What kind of dance steps are used in DDR. 8. Complete the sentence. In lines 22 to 24, Anna Potter explains why Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2. Access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תבשין סמכת 2008, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. It's time again for our program, You Ask, We Answer. And with us in the studio today is psychologist Helen Mead. Welcome to the studio, Helen.
Thank you.
Our first question is from 16-year-old Tom from Chicago. He writes us the following letter. I just came home from an interview for a summer job I really wanted. The interview started out fine, but towards the end, I spoilt it all. After asking me a lot of questions about myself and my interests, hobbies, and previous work experience, the interviewer suddenly said, "Now tell me about your greatest weakness." I didn't know what to say. I know I'm not perfect, but I just couldn't think of any weaknesses that were bad enough to talk about. So I just stared at him and said nothing. Now I'm really upset. How should I handle this next time, if there is a next time?
Well, Tom, first of all, don't feel too bad. This really is a tough question. It's actually a good thing you didn't try any of the usual answers like, I tend to work too hard, or sometimes I care too much. That's what most people answer, and interviewers are used to it. They understand that these people are not really showing them a weakness, but are actually praising themselves. So next time an interviewer asks you about your weaknesses, try to stay calm and turn the conversation towards another topic. Here are some ways to do it. First, try focusing on how you've improved over time. Instead of describing a weakness of yours, talk about a problem you had in the past and how you solved it. You can say, for instance, that you used to have trouble getting to work on time until you took a course that helped you get your schedule under control. The idea is to show that you are interested in getting better and better at what you do. Another helpful idea is to describe a valuable piece of advice someone gave you and how it has helped you. For example, you can tell the interviewer that you worked once at a community center helping kids with their homework and you weren't making any real progress with them. It was only when a teacher advised you not to give them the answers, but to let them figure things out for themselves, that you started to see real progress. It doesn't really matter what advice you were given. The fact that you are ready to talk about its effect on you shows that you want to learn, and that's really what the interviewers are trying to find out. Finally, here's a piece of advice that might surprise you. You can explain that this job is so right for you because of your weakness. For example, you might be applying for an afternoon job because you have trouble getting out of the house early in the morning. Don't be afraid to say so. Being aware of a weakness and taking it into account when looking for a job is a sign of maturity and responsibility that is sure to impress the interviewer. Well, Tom, I hope this helps. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen. We will take a short break and then return to you, listeners, with some more questions and answers. Please stay tuned in.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. It's time again for our program You Ask, We Answer. And with us in the studio today is psychologist Helen Mead. Welcome to the studio, Helen.
Thank you.
Our first question is from 16-year-old Tom from Chicago. He writes us the following letter. I just came home from an interview for a summer job I really wanted. The interview started out fine, but towards the end I spoiled it all. After asking me a lot of questions about myself and my interests, hobbies, and previous work experience, the interviewer suddenly said, "Now tell me about your greatest weakness." I didn't know what to say. I know I'm not perfect, but I just couldn't think of any weaknesses that were bad enough to talk about. So I just stared at him and said nothing. Now I'm really upset. How should I handle this next time, if there is a next time?
Well, Tom, first of all, don't feel too bad. This really is a tough question. It's actually a good thing you didn't try any of the usual answers like, I tend to work too hard, or sometimes I care too much. That's what most people answer, and interviewers are used to it. They understand that these people are not really showing them a weakness, but are actually praising themselves. So next time an interviewer asks you about your weaknesses, try to stay calm and turn the conversation towards another topic. Here are some ways to do it. First, try focusing on how you've improved over time. Instead of describing a weakness of yours, talk about a problem you had in the past and how you solved it. You can say, for instance, that you used to have trouble getting to work on time until you took a course that helped you get your schedule under control. The idea is to show that you are interested in getting better and better at what you do. Another helpful idea is to describe a valuable piece of advice someone gave you and how it has helped you. For example, you can tell the interviewer that you worked once at a community center helping kids with their homework, and you weren't making any real progress with them. It was only when a teacher advised you not to give them the answers, but to let them figure things out for themselves, that you started to see real progress. It doesn't really matter what advice you were given. The fact that you are ready to talk about its effect on you shows that you want to learn, and that's really what the interviewers are trying to find out. Finally, here's a piece of advice that might surprise you. You can explain that this job is so right for you because of your weakness. For example, you might be applying for an afternoon job because you have trouble getting out of the house early in the morning. Don't be afraid to say so. Being aware of a weakness and taking it into account when looking for a job is a sign of maturity and responsibility that is sure to impress the interviewer. Well, Tom, I hope this helps. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen. We will take a short break and then return to you, listeners, with some more questions and answers. Please stay tuned in.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 9 to 14 according to the broadcast. In questions 9, 11, 12, and 14, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. What is your greatest weakness? 9. Why did Tom write the letter? 1. He wants to get invited to the studio. 2. He wants help in choosing a summer job. 3. He wants to share his story with other listeners. 4. He wants to be better prepared for his next interview. 10. What was Tom asked about at the beginning of the interview? Give one answer. Complete the sentence. He was asked about his 11. Why didn't Tom answer the interviewer's question about his weaknesses? 1. He was hurt by the question. 2. He didn't know how to answer. 3. He doesn't think he has any weaknesses. 4. He is ashamed of his weaknesses. 12. I tend to work too hard is given as an example of 1. The responses often given in interviews. 2. A response that impresses interviewers. 3. A response that shows your worst weaknesses. 4. The responses that Tom gave in the interview. 13. According to Helen, why should you talk about advice you got in the past? Complete the answer. To show that you are willing to 14. What is Helen's last piece of advice to Tom? 1. Tell the interviewer something surprising. 2. Describe your strengths as well as your weaknesses. 3. Don't try to hide your weakness. 4. Don't try to impress the interviewer.
בהצלחה.